This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The lines first. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal pressed on stresses and unity among global community to combat increasing climate change. Kathmandu Valley temperature dips to 0.9 degrees Celsius this morning, and Typhoon Phanfun kills at least 16 people in Philippines. Now the news in detail. Transboundary Landscape Regional Program, Outlook and Synergy Building for 2020 and Beyond has kicked off today in Saurabha Chitwan. Former Prime Minister and Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand inaugurated the program. The chairman stressed on the need of unity among all global community to combat increasing climate change. Chairman Dahal urging all to protect the environment, committed to do so himself as a student of environmental science. The program is organized by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICMOD, or Regional Intergovernmental Learning and Knowledge Sharing Center, will end tomorrow. The 55 landscape conservation experts from 8 countries are participating in a 2-day program. Organizers informed that the progress in the conservation sector in Nepal and abroad with along various similar issues would be discussed in the program. The partial solar eclipse that began from 8:42 a.m. this morning ended at 11:31 a.m. The eclipse began from the direction between west and west-south, vanished from the direction between east and east-south. As per the religious script, people are suggested taking bath, engaging in meditation and donation during the eclipse. Kathmandu Valley has experienced a cold day today with the mercury dipping to 0.9 degrees Celsius, the lowest temperature in the valley so far this year. The valley recorded 2.9 degrees Celsius yesterday. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti said the mercury may drop to below zero this year if the westerly winds have impact again. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged all the people of the Rai region to adopt safety measures as the area experiences cold with thick fogs blanketing and temperatures plummeting. The temperature in Jumla has dropped to below 0 degrees Celsius. Likewise, Nepal has recorded 3.5 degrees Celsius, Pokhara 6, Simra 10, Dhankuta 5.9 and Wokhaldunga 3.5 degrees Celsius. Mighty Nepal has rescued 213 women in 1 year from the East Kakadbita border. 213 women have been rescued from Mizoram, Manipur, Burma of India and from other border points of Kakarbita from January to till now. According to coordinator of Mighty Nepal Eastern Office, Govinda Ghimbare, 82 women were returned home from Kakarbita border, where they were about to be taken India by the traffickers. Mighty Nepal has been regularly monitoring at the East Kakarbita border, Pasupati Nagar, Bhadrapur border point of Jogbani, which are considered as the main transit points of human trafficking. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Iswar Pokhrel has informed that the Parliament that the lease agreement has been made with the Gokhan Forest Reserve as per the legal process initiated by the past governments. Responding to the queries raised in today's meeting of the National Assembly, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel insisted that the renewal of the agreement was done as per the market value to benefit the nation, not as the rumours created in the market. The government had made a decision to renew the agreement for 50 years after the resort began to develop infrastructures with investment. The government's decision came amid the time of agreement with Nepal Trust Office and Aethi Holding Resort Operation Company, whose remaining for 5 years. State Minister of Health and Population Navaraj Rawat has said that health sector would be effective if works are carried out based on rules and policies. In a meet organized with the media persons from Karnali State at the ministry today, State Minister Rawal expressed his commitment to increasing public access to health service by strengthening internal mechanism of the ministry. He in the meantime assured all to call for the increment of quotas for specialist doctors in the hospital of Karnali State. A cyclist died in a road accident in Chitwan district this morning. The deceased has been identified as 17-year-old Philip Prajap, Rapti Municipality 13. The accident took place when a bus heading towards Pulchok from Pokhara Bus Park hit Praja at Diyalo Road of Bharatpur Municipality 1. Injured Praja died in course of treatment at Bharatpur Hospital. According to District Police Office Chitwan, they have impounded the vehicle and search for the absconding driver who is on the way. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A typhoon that swept across remote villages and popular tourist areas of the central Philippines on Christmas Day claimed at least 16 lives. Typhoon Fanfon, with winds of 195 kilometers per hour, tore up the roofs of the houses and toppled electric posts as it got across Philippines yesterday. With the internet and mobile phone networks still cut off in some badly damaged areas, a full assessment of Fanfon's damage was not immediately possible today morning. According to disaster agency officials, at least 16 people had been confirmed killed in villages and towns in the Visayas, the central third of the Philippines. Fanfon also hit Boracay, Caron and other holiday destinations that are famed for the white sand beaches and popular with foreign tourists. 7 people died and 64 others were rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank today in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The governor's office in Bedlis province said the boat sank after capsizing it as it approached Edilsebaş district in Bedlis, which is one of the northern shores of Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. The lake is near the border with Iran, from where migrants regularly cross into Turkey heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely with Turkey's border. The government official said that 5 people were found dead at the scene and 2 died at the hospital. And it has been said that the Gendarmeric forces, emergency response teams and police divers were conducting search operations. U.S. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has said that she was disturbed by her party's stance before President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Mr. Trump was this month impeached by the Democrat-run House for the abuse of power and obstruction of the Congress. However, the forces trial in the Republican-dominated Senate, whose members are supposed to remain in impartial state. However, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged total coordination with White House. Mr. Trump, the third president in the U.S. history to be impeached, is likely to be removed from the office because of the Republican control of the Senate. The president has repeatedly described the impeachment proceedings as witch hunt. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on unity among global community to combat increasing climate change. Kathmandu Valley temperature dips to 0.9 degrees Celsius this morning, and Typhoon Fanfon kills at least 16 people in Philippines. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.